So, long break since the last game. What have you done with your time?
Well, I've been trying to get fit. It's not been nice. But me being me, I've tried to come back quicker than I should have the first time. And felt it again. It's happened a couple of times, but hopefully I've left it long enough now. I've been training for, 3 or 4 weeks now. And had a reserve game as well in between. So, got some good minutes and good training into my legs. And I think that'll stand me in good stead now. And hopefully I'm fully fit and can get back to enjoying my football again.
What was the problem before?
Tore muscle in my thigh. And with that, it's with any muscle injury, you can't rush you. But because I was desperate to get back playing, I was enjoying my football. Like I say, I started the season playing well, and hopefully I can just get back to that now and put the injury behind me.
And it's frustrating being on and off as much as you have been in this early part of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, because I've had a couple of comebacks in between. It's been a bit difficult to take, but like I say, it's happened, it's gone now, and I say I'm hopefully over that and get back tomorrow night playing again and get back with a smile on my face.
And that's the key, you must be raring to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't wait, yeah. As a footballer, you want to just play football and play games, and the games are the best bit, and tomorrow night I can't wait to get out there and, like I say, play football, hopefully win and play with a smile.
What do you make to the Checker Trade Trophy?
Well, it's a good competition. It's a chance to, as you said earlier, it's a chance to get to Wembley. And as a footballer, you might never get that chance. So we're, what, 4 games away from walking out of Wembley. And what a day that would be if you could do it. So, but like I said, we just take one game at a time. And tomorrow night, Cambridge, we know it's going to be a tough game. But it's a game that the gaffer will pick a team that's capable of winning.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Obviously, Cambridge beat Coventry 4-0 mm-hmm. at the weekend. It's going to be a toughie.
Yeah, they had a good result. Coventry are a decent team in this league as well, and they've put 4 past them. So we know it's going to be tough. I don't know how they're going to treat the competition with regards changes and stuff, but like I say, we just concentrate on ourselves. The gaffer will pick a team that's definitely capable of winning the game, and hopefully we do that.
It's interesting, it's been a competition that's been bashed from all sorts of quarters, really, with people slagging it off. Is that something that you can understand why people view it in that way?
Well, I can see it from both point of views, obviously. It's a chance for young players to come in, and like I said, we've given young kids the debuts in this competition. So people like Ellis and young Tom, Kawami, people like that have come in and played, and so they won't be looking at it as a competition that's not irrelevant, because they've obviously made the debut, something that they've always wanted to do as a footballer. So it has its pros and has its cons, I suppose. So, but like I say, tomorrow night, it's going to be a tough game against a good team, and we can just concentrate on ourselves and hopefully we get the win.
Does the fact that it's now a knockout tournament give it an extra edge, perhaps?
Well, now it feels like a proper competition now. Obviously, with the league format, the group stages, you could win, you could lose games and still have the next game. But now it's like a proper competition. You're losing, you're out. So hopefully that doesn't happen to us. And like I say, we can progress far in it, but just one game at a time, and hopefully that first win's tomorrow.
How important is it to not let this competition distract you from the league as well, to make sure you keep pushing, because the teams up and around the top of that division are really kicking on, so it's important to keep going now?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. But ultimately it's still good to be in this competition, and like I say, it's this chance for lads who maybe haven't been playing to play and to give the manager, put some thoughts in his mind about they want to be playing the league games as well. So like I say, it works both ways, but our next game is Cambridge, and we've got a squad capable of going to win that game, and that's all we'd be looking to do. And then after that, we'll take it when we meet Charlton, but one game at a time, and the next one's Cambridge.
Looking at the season so far, what have you made to the campaign as a whole?
Good, yeah. I think obviously all the transition, the change in the summer, we've probably exceeded expectations a little bit. Expectations have now changed, and we're competing at the right end of the league where we want to be, and Gaff has built a good squad capable of doing that. And like I said, the squad's together, staff's together, everyone's pulling in the right direction, and hopefully come the end of the season we can talking about a successful one.
What differences can you see between last season and this year under Stuart McCall?
Squad wise, obviously the gaffer is still inherited a good a good group of lads, probably 7-8 players from last year who were together, and he's obviously added quality, but he's not just added quality, he's added good people as well. All the lads that have come in have really connected with the group, and I think that just the togetherness of the squad is why we are doing so well. Don't get me wrong, we've added some good quality players and we've got a good squad now. Just said earlier, Gaffer could change anyone and it would be like for like now. So, but I'm sure it's headaches the Gaffer wants. He wants a good squad, because I said at the start of the season we're going to need everyone in the squad, and it's proved to be that because everyone's played their part.
And it must help to push people like yourself to really go out there because the competition's so high.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But that's how you want it. You want it, that as a footballer. You don't want to be in the comfort zone playing every week. And you want someone chasing, you want competition. And like I said, the competition at this club is high, but lads have been doing well of late and the league position is good at the minute. So lads out the team have got to just play well tomorrow night, train well, and then it's obviously up to the manager who he picks.